Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about humidity and magic. And what do I mean by humidity and magic? Well, here in Japan, as it gets closer to the summer, it gets very, very humid. And you sweat. You sweat all the time. You take a shower. When you get out of the shower, you just never dry. And of course, here in Asia, this is very common. And of course, in North America, and from my experience in the eastern states of the United States, when I went to visit there, it's also very humid. And it can be difficult if you're performing outdoors. And of course, during the summer, depending on what kind of magic you do, you are working festivals or other events that take place outdoors. And from my experience here in Japan, sometimes it can be very difficult because you are perspiring all the time, nonstop. Now, I'm from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, and the summer is not that humid. It's warm, but it's not that humid like it is in Japan. And I remember my first time performing in the summer. I performed at a festival. This is back in 2001 or 2002. I did a festival, and I remember it was hot. I did two shows on stage outside, and you just sweat completely. Of course, if you do a show inside in Japan here, most places are air-conditioned, so it's not a problem, but outdoors can be very difficult. So what do you got to do? Well, luckily here in Japan, carrying a handkerchief is still in style. Not in style. Everybody carries handkerchiefs. North America, it's not so common anymore, but in Japan, it's normal, and you should, because, especially in the summer, because you're going to need it. So make sure you have one of those with you. Make sure that you have some kind of deodorant or some antiperspirant, and you might need to get some cream for your hands if you really have a problem. It can be difficult if you're working with cards or coins, if you're doing close-up magic, because it gets like unbelievably wet. I would stay away from sponge balls because your hands are sweaty and audience members are sweaty, and the last thing you want is grungy sponge balls. And so in the summer, if I have to do anything outdoors, sponge balls are out. I try to keep away from too much difficult coin slides because it's just too your hands are just too slippery. And cards, you got to make sure your cards are there. And whenever you can, between sets, go wash your hands off and dry them off really well. This works well for me because you do a couple sets of close-up magic, go and wash your hands, dry them off with a towel, and then go out, do a few more, you know, half an hour, 20 minutes, even less than that. If you can, go back and wash your hands because the cards get really moist and they start to warp and stuff. And it's, this sounds gross, but it's a thing you have to think about when you're performing for people. You don't want to give them the gross cards, so you need to have backup. You need to keep your hands clean because of the sweat. And it's something you really do have to think about because it does change what kind of magic you should be looking to do. You don't want to spend a lot of time doing very difficult coin sleight of hands when your hands are so slippery that you can't hold the coin correctly because it's just so humid. And so if you get the experience to perform outdoors in a country that is very humid, such as here in Japan or in Southeast Asia or in other parts of the world, really think about the effects you're going to do if you're going to go outside and do it in hot, humid weather, because it does affect on what you can do, and as well as other stuff. So it's just something to think about, and it's my kind of audio boo talk for today. If you have any comments or suggestions for an audio boo, you can give me an email at aaron@aaronjones.com. You can follow me on Twitter at aaronjonesmagic. You can follow me on Facebook at aaronjonesmagic or on Google Buzz, and my Gmail address is magicelvis@gmail.com, and you can get me on the Google Buzz there. And so, that's all for this magic audiobook. Until next time, talk to you later.